Welcome, my friends, to the English Teacher John Show. Live a little, learn a little, laugh a little, tell your friends. Grammar, idioms, pronunciation, interesting topics, and more. We always speak in clear and easy to understand English. Your place for English learning. See us at EnglishTeacherJohn.com. The English Teacher John Show is international. We are bringing together listeners and learners from Russia, Iran, Turkey, Tunisia, France, Japan, Vietnam, Slovakia, Brazil, Romania, and other countries. Thank you very much to all of you for listening, learning, and for your helpful comments. Спасибо. Motashakeram shukriya. Tekur ederim. Shukran gazilan. Merci. Arigato. Gamon. Dakujem. Obrigado. Multumesc mult. Please let me know if I mispronounced these. I'm sorry. Also, I have received podcasts from you, our listeners and learners. Thank you for sending me your podcasts. Great job! I'm very excited about this. We will soon start an English learner's blog, a weblog. This blog will give you the chance to practice your English writing and reading. Later, I will let you know more about our new English learner's blog. How about today's lesson? Today we are going to learn about invitations, making invitations, inviting a person to an activity or event. Maybe you'd like to invite a friend to a performance, a movie, a party, dinner, lunch, a sports event, an art exhibit, a poetry reading, a horse race, the beach, the mountains, a river, a lake, a cafe or restaurant, your home, a political debate, a book signing, a trade show. It could be anything, any event or activity. Here are some examples of invitations. Hi, Massimo. I have tickets to a dance performance tonight. Would you like to go? Sure, that sounds great. My brother and I are going to see the new Wong Kar-wai movie on Saturday night. Would you like to join us? I'd like to, but I'm meeting some friends for dinner on Saturday night. Would you like to go to the new Brazilian restaurant for lunch today? Yes, that sounds good. Here's the language you can use to invite someone. Would you like to go? Do you want to go? Would you like to go with us? Do you want to go with us? Would you like to join us? Do you want to join us? Would you like is a little more polite than do you want. Here are some more possibilities. These are more like suggestions or when you are deciding about an activity or plan, rather than a direct invitation. What do you think about? What do you think about going to see a movie tonight? What do you think about coming over to my place tomorrow morning to study English? Let's go. Let's go to the new internet cafe this afternoon. Let's go to the beach tomorrow and play volleyball. Why don't we? Why don't we go over to Juan's house and play cards? Why don't we go to the new photo exhibit at the museum? How about? How about going to see the new James Bond film tonight? How about going to the park tomorrow morning? Let's talk about accepting invitations. Let's learn how to say, yes, 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 I accept your invitation. Examples. That sounds great. Sounds great. That sounds like fun. Sure, I'd love to. Sure, I'd love to go. Sure, I'd love to go with you. How about ways to reject or refuse an invitation? Reject or refuse means to say no. Examples. Sorry, but I can't. I'm busy on Saturday afternoon. I'd love to, but I'm visiting my parents on Saturday. I'd really love to go, but I have to work on Saturday. Sorry, I'd like to, but I'm going to the park with my sister on Saturday. In our next podcast, we'll learn how to decide on meeting place and time. Meeting place and time. When? Where?
You are listening to the English Teacher John Show.
a podcast from EnglishTeacherJohn.com. Okay, it's practice time.
Oh, no.
Making invitations. Inviting someone. Please repeat, repeat, repeat. Would you like to go shopping with me tomorrow morning? Would you like to go shopping with me tomorrow morning? I have tickets for a concert tonight. Would you like to go? I have tickets for a concert tonight. Would you like to go? Would you like to join me? Would you like to join me? Would you like to go with me? Would you like to go with me? Would you like to see a movie on Sunday? Would you like to see a movie on Sunday? Accepting an invitation. That sounds great. That sounds great. Sounds great. Sounds great. That sounds like fun. That sounds like fun. Sure. I'd love to. Sure. I'd love to. I'd love to go. I'd love to go. I'd love to go with you. I'd love to go with you. Now let's practice refusing or rejecting an invitation. This is also called turning down an invitation. Turning down an invitation. Sorry, but I can't. I'm busy on Saturday afternoon. Sorry, but I can't. I'm busy on Saturday afternoon. I'd love to, but I'm visiting my parents on Saturday. I'd love to, but I'm visiting my parents on Saturday. I'd really love to go, but I have to work on Saturday. I'd really love to go, but I have to work on Saturday. Sorry, I'd like to, but I'm going to the park with my sister on Saturday. Sorry, I'd like to, but I'm going to the park with my sister on Saturday. Okay, that's the end of our practice and the end of our lesson today. Don't forget, in our next podcast, we will learn how to decide on a meeting place and time And we will learn a little bit more about invitations and accepting and refusing. Let's have a little homework assignment, a little homework project. This week, can you find one English-speaking person and invite him or her to an activity or event? You should find one English-speaking person and invite him or her to an activity or event. Can you do it? Give it a try. Good luck. Thanks for listening to the English Teacher John Show. Live a little, learn a little, laugh a little, tell your friends. Visit us on the web at EnglishTeacherJohn.com. Please email us your comments. Our email address is teacher@EnglishTeacherJohn.com. Thanks.